Hey everybody, welcome to the Zach and Waleed Show. We have a great episode for you today. Guess what we talked about? Zach, I blacked out.
Okay, well, we had Will and Rusty on, two fine gentlemen from Will and Rusty's Playdate. We talked about how they got rained out at Waste Management, Rusty's time at the Epcot, how he got drunk. Oh, Rusty. Such a guy. We talked about podcasts that don't exist, superheroes that don't exist. Segment that we always consistently...
That we always do and do not rip off from their show.
No, not at all. But anyways, guys, please like, comment, subscribe to our episode for the Zach and Waleed Show. Let's go ahead and dive into episode 79. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Will and Rusty on today from Will and Rusty's Playdate. Let's give it up. Yes, we went on their pod a little while ago. What, like a couple months ago?
Yeah.
Ish. Great time there.
We were your first guest, right?
Yeah.
Rusty.
How we knew we were never going to do it again. Yeah. Try everything once, right? Yeah.
I thought it was good.
It was a blast.
It was the worst hour of my life.
I
was going down the stairs to go number two, and it was one of those ones where it was like, I didn't even know if I was going to make it to the bathroom, let alone do a podcast in between it. And Zach and Willie'd walk in and intercept me at the door. And I was like, oh, fuck. And was like, all right, let's go do the podcast.
Back up.
And I'm just like sweating, like in a ball in the corner, like being so quiet, like trying to do the fastest episode anyone's ever podcast. And then it ends and everyone's like, let's get a photo. Yeah. And I was like, I can't. Like, I have to. And I sprinted downstairs and I was so embarrassed that I was like, I'm going to stay in here for 30 minutes so that they'll be gone when I leave. And then I get a text like 20 minutes in and they're just like, yeah, take your time. Like, we'll be up here waiting. And yeah. I was like, I really dropped the ball on this interaction.
We really were just waiting like at the top of your stairs, just like chatting it up.
Like, we're like, yeah, oh, look at this.
How's it going? Yeah, we're like looking at jerseys that we already talked about before. Like, yeah, there it is.
Cool, you guys like sports too? Yeah. Football's pretty tight.
Yeah.
There's a conference room. Just like the most small talk.
We have one of those. Yeah. I like that he couldn't have just been like, hey guys, I could use the bathroom quick before the podcast.
No.
Like the moment he saw you, it was game over.
Well, like, shitting's embarrassing, so I totally understand.
Yeah, but I would be like, hey guys, sorry. Like, we're not intimidated. We don't care.
You're open. Well, do you know when he shits, he's completely naked? Well, he takes all his clothes off.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, wait, he's clean.
Is this a bit?
No, it's real.
Me and my buddy will send each other, this is the joke, it started in like sixth grade, we would send each other Snapchats of like, it's a pretty intense poop when the clothes are all over the floor. But then he had the idea of like putting his boxers in like funny places. So he would like pan up and the boxers would be like hanging from the shower head. My mom used to say she could tell when I was using the bathroom as a kid because there would be a trail of clothes leading to the bathroom. Like on the way there, I would just be like stripping them off.
You still do this?
I mean, like, if I'm at work, no.
Okay. That's what
like,
I'm picturing.
Like, if I'm at home, it's all bets are off.
If I'm here, I'm hanging on my shirt, holding my pants. Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah. You feel clean. I don't know what it is.
There's nothing I feel.
I feel like that would make the opposite.
Yeah, being clean. No, if you're hanging in the office, your clothes is the opposite.
Up. Yeah.
Then the,
no, that kind of bumped me out.
Yeah.
There's no remnants on your clothes.
Exactly.
You put them back on. Shit,
how messy are your boots?
Yeah. You never know. Bad days.
I'm just dying at Rusty's like Christmas car, like, all right guys, we're about to take a picture, and Rusty's like, I can't, I gotta go. Every time he takes a picture. Well, anyways, shit talk is over for the beginning of this episode.
That's right.
Yeah.
Will and Rusty, a proper introduction. They're under the Friday Beers umbrella. They have their own pod.
Conglomerate.
The conglomerate,
empire.
Yes.
Yeah, the empire.
Yes. And Will has a new show, 60 for 60. Yeah. It's absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Is it okay to say it's a kind of a spoof off of...
No, I swear to God, if you say those two words, okay. I'll fucking freak out.
It is its own original...
Nothing like anything.
We're actually...
No, wait, like the 60 Minutes show. Like,
oh, yeah. Yep.
We're actually sending Sean Evans a cease and desist to stop doing
that. Sean Evans.
I don't even know who that is. I honestly don't... That name doesn't even ring a bell. So we came up with an original idea, and... It's totally different. It's all right. I'll consider
it. Actually is totally.
It's a little like totally Hot different. Ones.
Oh,
no, no,
all right.
No,
fine.
Here's the thing. I only think it is because of the set.
Yeah. Which is kind of the idea. It's kind of like a spoof of
and the food.
Okay.
And
well, the food thing, like, they have a good.
It was so good.
Well, everyone does like a food thing. You know?
Yeah. Well, I think mostly we're just kind of playing on like there should be anyone should be able to do like an interview show, but now it's like. There always has to be like some like gimmick, and like they're increasingly like food related. So there's like Hot Ones, there's like Chicken Shop Date or whatever, and like all these. I feel like you constantly see new interview formats where it's like, and now they're wearing silly hats and gloves for an interview. So it's like we're just like, what's our like dumb like take on it? Like you gotta have one, so we're just kind of leaning.
That is true. Actually, there's a new format we're toying with. We're gonna interview people and then jack them off.
Yeah, like that.
Adam 22 by. Yeah,
if they come, interview's over.
It's the game where like rock stars used to play us, where they'd all be at dinner and one of them would be like getting something under the table and they would all have to keep a straight face and like try
what
and
the
guess.
What the hell?
Never heard about that. No, rock stars do this.
That
would be it. Is so clear that they are not in the same circles we're in.
Don't watch the same.
What are you guys doing at dinner?
What, like Ozzy Osbourne or some shit?
Yeah.
But like that's my interview show that's gonna come out is like it's me and the guest and one of us is getting jerked off under the table and we have to keep the audience has to guess which one of us it is.
It's like so obvious. how'd you
get into skateboarding?
Get into your 60 for 60. Like, did you come up with the idea? Did they gift you the idea?
Actually, I work with a great guy named Skylar Fulton. He's a director with us, and it's like an idea that he had had for a while. And he was like, "Hey, I think you'd be good to host it." And
nice.
I was like, "Yeah, I think that sounds really fun." I mean, I think there's like in like the interview space too. There's like kind of a gap between like there's obviously to get on Hot Ones, you got to be like super A-list, but there's a lot of interesting people that like it would be nice to get like a more casual interview with.
Your first one was with Chet. It was comfortable.
First one with Chet, yeah.
That was comfortable vibes.
Yeah, and they get to pick the fast food restaurant, and he was an asshole and picked Buffalo Wild Wings just to make it even more seem like a ripoff of Hot Ones. So he like completely fucked up.
That's hilarious.
But I think it actually helped with like the leaning into it being a spoof. Yeah. So, we had Chet. I had Scott Rogowski. We've actually taped 8 of them.
Wow. You had me.
He was on.
Shit.
Yeah. And we just had Bevo on.
Whoa. That's pretty sick.
Big ups. Yeah. It was interesting. He was just like a really like normal guy.
Wait. So you had food with him.
Yeah.
His whole thing on TikTok is swallowing the food. Did he no bites?
So it was a kind of a bummer. Like, so like we found out he was in LA like this week. We just taped on like Tuesday or whatever. And we found out this week, like reached out and it came together in like 24 hours.
Yeah.
And he didn't get the memo about what the show was. I think he just thought it was like another podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we show up and we're like, here's $60 worth of McDonald's. And he was like, I've got a dinner reservation, mate. Like, I'm going to get steak right after this. I was like, oh, okay. I guess you don't have to do the challenge.
You don't have to do the whole point of the pod.
He had like 3 bites, the whole thing.
Did like you make it at all? Like, did Rusty come in and take some nibbles?
No, his girlfriend came in and ate some.
Nice.
But yeah, they didn't. Yeah, he didn't care about the food part. Oh, but that's also kind of funny. Like, part of the show is like, we never really food's like a total backseat at some point. Yeah. You just kind of get lost in the.
Totally fair.
But there's some fun ones coming out.
So is the is the goal to get as much food as possible or as less food?
Did you watch?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
But it's always like they get huge platters.
Oh, in ordering?
Yeah.
So yeah, well that's like the idea is you have 60 minutes to eat $60 worth of food from whatever fast food place you pick, and you can do the ordering. So you want to do like the least efficient ordering. So instead of getting like a meal, you would want to get the thing separate, or like instead of like a large fries, you'd get like 2 small fries kind of thing. I think every person at like some people come in like really lean in on the strategy.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I should spoil this, but
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break to thank our sponsor, EarnIn. Earning, baby. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn.
EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period.
Yeah!
Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck.
Did you know they're actually increasing my rent at my apartment?
No.
Yeah. And with this lovely podcast, we could use a little bit more money. So the EarnIn app, baby, yeah, gives me enough to pay. So I can actually have a roof over my head. Thank God.
Right. And it's financial stability. So you know how to organize your money.
Yeah. And I don't have to stay at your house.
Yes. So, please. No yeah, more.
I'm good.
No more.
But thank you.
Make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download EarnIn today, spelled EARNIN, in the Google Play or Apple App Store.
When you download the EarnIn app, type in the Zach and Waleed Show under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Zach and Waleed under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank.
We can cut it. We can cut it before I've even said it.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, we've taped 8 of them and no one has made it. Completed the challenge, so. Yeah.
Try this out.
There we go.
Chili's.
Right,
Sugarfish.
Chili's. Yeah.
$60.
Sugarfish, just for me.
Oh, you want sugarfish?
Just one thing for me.
You can finish that.
Yeah.
You don't finish it.
It's much harder than you'd think.
Yeah. Did it. With Chick-fil-A.
I did Chick-fil-A.
Oh, nice.
Didn't even come close.
Oh, really?
My thought process was like, to spread it out so I wouldn't get tired of one thing. Mm-hmm. But then I realized I really don't like grilled nuggets. And I just had most of what he ordered.
Yeah,
like
though.
A lot of it was grilled nuggets. I was like, yeah, there's no breading, so that'll be a lot easier. But it's like just meat like stewing in this jar and it's not good at all.
Fuck.
Damn. But another, not to hate, but when's your show coming out for Friday Beers? I feel like they do so many skits,
yeah.
And I saw you both were in a recent skit, yeah, with the gentleman who has the ponytail, who's like a magician.
Graham Barrett.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hysterical.
He's the best.
Hysterical.
I love how you call him gentleman.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, he kind of is.
The utmost respect.
Oh, well, he is. Yeah.
Distinguished. Yeah. He kind of is, dude. You meet that guy.
Wonderful,
you're like,
man, you guys.
But are you pitching any shows? Like, you deserve a fucking show?
I've already filmed an episode of my new
holy shit
hit travel show. It's nothing like Parts Unknown.
Okay.
It's called
Unknown Parts.
How cool. And I go and see how cool different places are.
That's fucking sick.
We just filmed one in Solvang, which is like that Dutch town. Super strange time. It's 2 hours north. It's like right outside of Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
And then we're going to New Orleans.
I'm not going.
I'm going.
Was under the impression you were coming. He's looking for validation.
Yeah.
Yes,
going
you
to
are.
New Orleans.
Am I going?
Yes, you are.
That'll be a good time. And then I think maybe try and do something when we're in New York. But that's, everyone knows how cool New York is.
No, I think it would be funny to do How Cool Is Times Square? And like actually go out of your way to have a blast in Times Square.
Yeah.
You could do it. Like, you could actually make it.
All I imagine is a 360 cam, and he's like, oh, all the lights.
There's a Margaritaville there. You got it.
Yeah.
I've never been
34.
To a Margaritaville, but they look like a blast.
I haven't been either.
So fun.
Have you ever seen that guy?
Yeah.
Did you ever see that guy that went to every single one? He only ate Margaritaville he went on a road trip and hit every single one. It's an awesome video.
Oh, Eddie Burbeck.
Yeah.
That guy rules.
Yeah. What's that other, what's the jungle restaurant?
Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah. I haven't.
Dude, he also did that.
Yeah. He went to every single Rainforest Cafe. Yeah.
Damn.
But they're all like shutting down now, right? They're all like.
Yeah. When I was in Niagara Falls not long ago, We had like an event in Buffalo, and me and Liam, like one night, we're just like, all right, let's just go to Niagara Falls. We have like a few hours to kill. Got to see it. And we get there, and we're like, didn't really know what to do, but there was a Rainforest Cafe. We're like, no way, like our childhood. So we go and like post up at the bar, and we had like one drink, and even by the end of it, we're like, we got to get the fuck out of here. That place is so depressing and scary. Like they like make it darker on the inside, and like
they're like pumping in those jungle noises too, and there's like a family like telling their kids that they're getting divorced. Like, the vibes aren't really matching.
Yeah. The technology, like the animals, like their mouths move and stuff, like seemed way cooler back in the day. I think.
Yeah, now, it's now so that we have, like, outdated.
CGI. It's like
a Disneyland ride that's just gone to shit.
Yeah,
oh, damn.
Yeah. Back then, you're right. It did feel like CGI. Right?
Yeah,
like, it was like holy fuck.
There was a restaurant called Bugaboo Creek near my house in Maine, and it had those animatronic things, and it was just like an absolute nightmare. It got shut down for, I think they got like, they just kept getting, yeah, this is Bugaboo Creek. Bugaboo Creek Steakhouse.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and
it reminds me of Black Bear Diner, kind of.
They got like multiple violations, if I'm remembering correctly.
Oh, dude.
From what?
Yeah, like just like openly sneezing in the food and stuff like that.
Like the movie?
Oh. I got in trouble one time. I was a line cook or like a grill guy at a burger shack, and the guy, it was all run by like high school kids. So it was like me and my friends were in the burger side, and then the girls ran the ice cream side, and they would come with like different types of ice cream for us to try. And the health inspector came while I was eating soft serve ice cream and flipping like a burger at the same time, and they were like, you can't do that.
I can't have a little sweet treat.
But you said the guys grow the burgers and the girls scoop the ice
cream. That's kind of sexist.
it was just like that's how it was. I didn't make the
imagine
burgers.
Like the, imagine being like the first girl to break the glass ceiling and get the flip burgers. You got like a plaque. No,
the ice cream side was much more glamorous.
And not to pin the alcohol on you, but are you drinking on your new show, or is it all sober?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, a couple of drinks.
Stupid question.
We went to like a couple bars, because like that's where you just the premise is I'm trying to find like strange characters.
Yeah.
So we post up at this bar, and there's this guy with like, I don't know if it was like cerebral palsy or something, but like he came in like on crutches and was just like putting back root beers. And I was like, all right, that guy's the coolest guy here. I'm going to go see what that guy's all about. And it was like picking his brain. It was right after, it was on Valentine's Day. And I had this like snafu where I tried to send flowers to my girlfriend because I wasn't there. And like, it almost didn't work out. I had to find a last minute thing. And I was telling him the story, and he was like, where's she from? And I was like, Boston. He's like, no, everyone's doing flowers this year. You got to get her clam chowder. I was like, all right, dude.
Power move. That's a good one. That's a good move.
I told her that, and she was like, yeah, that would have been super weird, but I would have liked it. Like,
fuck,
you're
like,
practical.
Yeah.
And then just brushing up on your guys' last few trips you've guys done. Epic. Epcot.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was the best day of our lives.
Literally.
Epcot, oh, you were there?
Yeah.
You don't record.
I filmed the whole fucking thing.
You were behind the camera?
Thing.
It was Will's idea
I was
to
behind
do that
the,
video.
It was my idea to do that video.
And but it was just Rusty the whole time.
Yeah, but I
you
was
don't fucking flash your face.
Yeah, no, I said I had a great line. I had my
Oh yeah.
He goes, next country is like, he's like, Prague? And I was like, no, Vietnam. He's like, no, Vietnam. And then it cuts to, we're in Mexico.
That was a good video.
The best day of our lives.
It was one of those days where I kept, like, I couldn't stop looking at Will and going, this is the best day of my life. This is the best day of my life.
It was like, shut up. Like, you're ruining it.
He kept looking at me, and he was like, it's not going to be if you keep saying that.
Like, well, what's so special about Epcot?
Dude, so...
Come on.
Well, also, this is my first time too.
I have no idea.
You ever been to Epcot?
No, never.
Do you know the concept? It's like, all right, so it's a big lake, and then there's 11 different little parks all around the lake, and each one is themed like a country, like a different country, and that means it has like a ride, a restaurant, a bar, a gift shop.
Oh, that's sick.
And everyone that works in that country is on like a 6-month visa. Disney has like this special thing they can do
so
from that country, so they're all like super legit.
That's sick.
And And yeah, and it's become a thing now to like drink around the world, which is where you get one drink in every country and you hit all 11.
That's dope.
And, what happens with like someone from Vietnam needs to cover someone else's shift in the country? Yeah,
quick bathroom break.
They have to act.
Yeah. Do an accent or some shit.
Color racist. Yeah. Damn. What was the best vibe?
There was the best
Which
vibe.
Country has the well, best
also,
vibe?
Also, it was.
I try to ask that in the most neutral ass sounding like, way.
Not what
to
race get, has yeah,
not to get political, but well.
It was the best.
The best drink was that one, and so Will, we called it.
What's
your
favorite race?
We called it like Will was riding my coattails because like he dropped the ball on the first two drinks and was like not happy with his drinks. Yeah. And I was like, just follow me, like I'll take you to the promised land. And like four countries in a row, I got frozen drinks, and like, and Will was just like in the corner, like like
I got the worst brain freeze. I was like, I'm riding your coattails, and then he just kept getting the worst fucking drinks, and I was like,
well, they tasted really good.
Yeah,
they were just like ice cold.
Out,
it's also it's also pouring rain, so Will's like, I'm in a rain jacket, I have like a big hat, I'm dry as a bone, and Will's just in like a NASCAR cotton jacket soaking wet, and I'm like, here's another frozen drink.
The NASCAR part of it is funny too. This was the day of the Daytona 500,
yes,
which NASCAR had flown us out to go to the Daytona 500, and then we woke up to an email that it got delayed, and like we're like, all right, we're not changing our flights, we're just gonna go to Epcot today and make the most out of it and
ride the wave.
Yeah, it was sick.
The Epcot Center.
Should
we watch it?
Yeah, you want? Yeah. I can list them. Ready?
I don't
want
to watch it.
Ready? Canada.
Okay.
United Kingdom, France, Japan.
No, you missed Spain, I think. Or Italy.
Italy.
Nice.
Germany, China.
Morocco.
Morocco.
Damn. Japan.
I already said Japan.
Ah.
Mexico, Norway.
Oh, there was an African trading post, but we didn't know it was a real country, so we skipped it. And a bunch of the countries were like, oh, yeah, of course the white guy skipped Africa.
Was it really?
Yeah,
skipped Africa.
It was like a trading post, and they were like, yeah, of course you skipped the African trading post. I was like, I didn't know
you canceled on your Epcot trip. Damn.
I feel like I nailed it.
Yeah, if you skip any country, you're racist.
The best part was like, once we finished, we looped back around and just went to the England one because the pub there was such a blast. It's just like a little like
did a victory lap.
Yeah.
We met up with like some, I don't know if we had like seen them earlier in the day.
I don't know, we made friends.
There was like a group of people at the English pub and we were like hammered at this point. And so I don't know if we had already known them or if they just made it seem like we knew them. We just started hanging out with these kids and just like putting back beers in a fake English pub. It was awesome.
It was sick.
Hell yeah.
That's tight.
I didn't see any Afghanistan, no Middle Eastern vibe.
Morocco.
I know, Morocco, sorry. But like,
Morocco.
Well, what's an alcoholic drink?
I got a Morocco.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, my bad. We got you, don't like to party. My fault.
We got Moroccan mules. And I was like, there's no way this is a real thing.
Oh, nice.
It's just a Moscow mule.
No, I think Morocco's chill.
Yeah. We kind of mailed it in Morocco because like the other ones we were trying to get authentic drinks, and then I was like, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
And last but not least, your last trip is the Waste Management, and I just wanted to get your vibe because I thought that the outfit you were wearing in this was basically the same that you were wearing for Waste Management, which means you were just having a rain out on every fucking trip that you were doing.
The rain has been following me for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
And this was back-to-back events where a company is paying me to review their thing, and then their thing gets canceled.
Dude.
And I just still review the thing, even though it didn't happen.
Well, you had to. It's contractually obligated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
He posted.
Right?
He did his thing.
True.
This was... So, we got there.
Are you're filming again?
No, I was. I couldn't make it this trip.
This was
Bummer.
me, Angus, and Billy. Like,
got it. Okay.
And we got there. There's like flooding happening. Everyone's leaving because it's clear there's no golf being played.
Yeah.
And so we are soaking wet. It's like gale force winds. We make our way into this club and are like just sitting there. We're like, we have no idea how we're gonna get any of these videos done. And then just filmed this in like literally 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And then the next day, literally all like a fire fest scenario happened at Waste Management. People were bum rushing the like private clubs and stealing their alcohol.
Yep.
And like the cops had to come in and be like,
I don't, you guys just
stopped selling alcohol,
yeah,
right?
Just no, there was no more alcohol for anyone, yeah, because these people like
they
found
it.
A back gate and like it was like a whole thing.
Yeah. But I saw like there was POVs of people at Waste Management trying to blame Waste Management for stopping selling alcohol. But then hearing like the bum rushing stories and like they were bum rushing even just like the front gates because no one was checking like wristbands anymore, yeah, or some shit like that. It's like, yeah, they
it
fucked
was
it
pandemonium.
Up. Yeah. But Waste Management is, they're always kind of like, not like always, but it's always a shit show.
I went last year and like the their shtick is that they're like the party.
Yeah.
Like golf is fun this weekend. Mm-hmm. And the 16th hole is like, they'll like throw beer cans at the players and stuff. It's like pretty wild. And it's funny when the players get mad. Like they went up to the, Zach Johnson went up to some fans and was like, like, who said that? Like, they called him short or something, and he was just like, enough! And like, I'm fucking tired of this.
I listen, there's some words I'm like, fuck.
I don't think you can hang with that.
Yeah.
Golf, dude.
No, not
it's
at
a
all.
Quiet sport, and any like trash talk, people can hear it like a mile.
I know, but there's like some trash talk where I feel like people could like, they could put up a filter.
Yeah.
But when it gets specific, like short, you're like, you can't do nothing about, yeah, that.
What's the Netflix documentary that's out with the golf?
Full Swing?
Full Swing, yeah, yeah. I saw that one in the cup or whatever for like the Europe versus USA.
Ryder Cup.
Yeah, the Ryder Cup. Yeah. They were like doing the hat thing where like one of the guys were like, I'm not going to wear a hat if I'm not sponsored for it or some shit like that. And all the Europeans out there were just taunting him the whole fucking time. I would cave. I would cry. Like, I am not good with like trash talk from like a million people just like, yeah, watching me. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I give into peer pressure.
Yeah. But let's dive into a segment we always do here.
That's right. You guys know our favorite segment.
It's the best.
We didn't take it from any other show.
No, not at all. We always do this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah. We always come up with little segments that we write down ourselves. You guys ever do this on the Will and Rusty's play date?
Whatever you guys do.
Yeah.
I wasn't told where this bit we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Are we the straight man here?
Yeah, we usually do like superheroes that don't, yeah, really exist. Podcasts that don't
awesome
exist.
That,
yeah,
sounds really,
yeah,
fun.
We do it every time.
I would definitely listen to a podcast like that.
Yeah. So. But on the real though, when we did it on your guys' pod,
I know. I think I know what you're gonna
the
say.
The comments were just like, these guys didn't take it for real at all. And I was like, we were just fucking around. Like,
jokes.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like, we toe like a weird line where like sometimes, yeah, they're actually good. And, yeah, so I feel like some of our audience like doesn't realize it's comedy. And so then, yeah, yeah.
We went on and like all the comments were like, these guys suck. We're like, ah, okay, no, well.
It's funny to be like, they didn't take the superheroes that don't exist seriously.
Now we know.
This is like a writer from Marvel, like, fuck.
Yeah. I was supposed to use this shit. This is a waste of an episode. But we took it seriously today. We're going to start with podcasts that don't exist.
Yes.
Mm. Kenny's idea. So any bad ideas that happen, all on Kenny's,
yeah,
shoulders.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Show flop. It's on Kenny.
Yep. That's why Kenny's our lifeguard. Should we just go down the line of podcasts that don't exist?
How many did you do?
I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, me too.
Cool.
And I did 3.
That's okay. I think you did 3 on theirs too, and like all the comments.
This was your chance to get it right, and you still fucked it up.
We're redeeming ourselves from the Will. It was a long night, all right? Rusty, please tee us off.
One of my favorites recently is Kate and Tate. It's Andrew Tate and Kate Middleton, and they're just talking. They're talking life in the fast lane. Stuff like that. It's just, it's a blast.
Yeah.
Is she missing still?
No, they got one picture of her head.
Nice.
Just
stop. Saw, thank
just
God.
Dropped. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, hopefully it's still attached.
Yeah, wow. That, yeah, I guess that's up in the air. But aren't they all saying she was getting like a BBL?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why?
Yeah.
Dude, a turkey trip?
Aligns with like someone getting a BBL.
Kind of awesome.
There's absolutely no shot it's that.
I want my princesses to be Kate. Yeah.
I just feel like they would have to own up to that at this,
yeah,
point.
Yeah, it'd be so obvious.
Yeah, yeah. It's
tell
like,
everyone.
Like, no, no, she didn't.
She, like, yeah, she also only wears like very thick overcoats. Like, I feel like, yeah, who's that even for?
It'd be so funny if you're gone for like,
yeah,
whatever,
I guess, why,
the turkey timeline.
What?
Yeah, why would they be for us?
Yeah,
now, that I'm thinking, about it. She's definitely not like
that. Was nuts.
Yeah. Ah, let's just move on.
All right, I've got the Zach or Waleed show.
Nice. That's all good.
Every time you tune in, it's one or the other. You never know which.
Nice.
That'd work.
Very good. I have Jumper, a podcast where Adam 23 and his wife interview guests and don't fuck them. I think that's pretty safe. Yeah, that's a pretty safe one.
I have one that says, I escaped my arranged marriage and we shoot it like I shouldn't be alive.
that's like a hot start. Yeah. Very good. Hot start.
I like that.
Did you come up with any?
I have one. Yeah, my title, we'd like to thank our sponsor, and it's 85% ads. The conversations are where the ad slots would be.
Very
I like that.
You gotta work for it.
A fun one. Will and I actually went on this one, Podcast One. It's the first ever podcast. It takes place like 46,000 years ago, and it's in like a damp cave, and like it's only live because they didn't have any like cameras or microphones.
This is real.
Yeah,
this is one they just did it.
Yeah. Got it. Nice.
At the Epcot.
You can't watch anywhere.
I'm realizing this segment is podcasts that don't exist, so I don't know if this is actually real or not. But and this is why I didn't work out too well with the Will and Rusty's Planet. But go ahead, please.
That's okay. We're all trying our best. I've got two mics, one guy. It's a guy interviewing himself.
That's exactly what I thought. Just
a little bit of that. Yeah, I was thinking like he has to run back and
forth. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I was thinking this and then one mic over here.
Right. I like that.
Many different variations.
Yeah. I mean, he mixes it up. Yeah.
I have a Foul Tip, a sports podcast that teaches people sports, keeping it very surface level in order to keep light for people who aren't totally interested in sports, all while being friendly and comical, and the hosts are best friends. Just a random idea I had on top of my head. Yeah. This wasn't my pitch or anything to TMG Studios.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was like, why does Kenny love that one so much?
It's not a show that we did.
Thanks,
it's not
Kenny.
A show we did 30 episodes of.
Yeah.
You did 30 episods?
Yeah, we had a sports pod.
And you already did it.
No, we did it.
No, like you, they're out there. Yeah, I could go listen to it.
Yeah, 29th one, you're like, all right, one more, and if it doesn't work out.
Foul Tip turned into Zach and Willie Joe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We only have 29 episodes right now.
Nice.
We just did our 30th one.
You could take this.
Yeah.
You could take this idea if you want.
Yeah.
The sports part.
I heard 30's the hump you have to get over.
Yeah.
Nice.
I have Sleep Talkers Say the Darnest Things. So instead of Kids Say the Darnest Things, it's Sleep Talkers, and we just record them.
Your three are very strong.
Yeah, well, last time I got roasted.
Oh, yeah.
I really like the Abroadcast podcast. It's two girls that just got back from their study abroad, and they won't talk about when they lived in Spain. And you're like, you didn't live there. You studied.
Take me back.
Yeah.
Love it. I've got the Fake Crime podcast. It's capitalizing on the wave of true crime, except it's all made up.
Nice. Can I piggyback? I just had a jail cell. It's prison mates start a podcast in their cells and talk about crimes that they did or did not commit.
That sounds like
I would listen. That would be actually really
good. Yeah.
Dude, the TikToks that they make like in the jail cells are fucking legit.
They have like proper gaming setup.
Yeah.
Dude. Like I saw one the other day and you have like an Xbox and it's like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm all for prisoners having Xboxes and phone and stuff.
Yeah, if maybe, the crime that they...
It's a funny
they
unless they did, like, unless they were, like, talking to people online.
Yeah, okay.
You know what
they're
I mean? I guess there are certain
like
crimes
headset.
That you could do online.
I'm gonna fucking kill you, man.
Oh, shit.
They can only get, like,
I found one prisoner he's live, like, almost the whole day.
Yeah, all day.
That's crazy.
On TikTok.
How are the guards not seeing that?
The guards are giving him roses.
It's in some like, dude, he has a sheet tied on the back of his cell. So like they can't see it. And it'd be hilarious if you're the guard and you're like, guys, what are you doing in there? And they're like, thank you for the roses. Are you guys streaming again?
That's hella good.
I have...
text them to yourself?
Yeah, I text them.
Oh.
And then I have it right here.
There's a note app.
Oh, huh?
There's a notes app you could use.
No, it's texting myself, so then I know what context I said to them.
You have, wait for others to go first.
It's basically a rip-off yours. I said the Waleed and Zach show.
Nice.
Instead of the Zach and Waleed show, because, you know, The country's getting very progressive now. Sure. It's okay to have a
the brown person.
Yeah, the brown person in front. Yeah.
When you guys started this podcast, that would not have.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want to put who in where?
First?
What the fuck?
Will's name goes before mine in the title as well.
True. Yeah.
And it was a very awkward like dance we did at the beginning where it was like, no, it could be Rusty Wells.
I believe we did rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah. I think we did as well.
I think we actually did rock, paper, scissors.
It's the single syllable that jives better.
It sounds way better. Mm-hmm.
Rusty and Westy, Rusty and Will's played it just... That would never work.
Yeah.
You almost did baby talk with the Westy and Will.
I really like the Parrot Heads podcast. Mm-hmm. It's a podcast by Jimmy Buffett fans for Jimmy Buffett fans.
Margaritaville, dude.
They talk sneaking alcohol at work. They talk custody of your children. They talk hating open-toed shoes. And, yeah, there's kind of good stuff like that. John,
your
I don't even want to
party. Was it not, like, Jimmy Buffett themed?
Yeah. My fiance
congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, we went to the Jimmy Buffett or the Margaritaville up in the valley.
Yeah.
And we're like, should we just have a, like, party Margaritaville theme? And we got everyone over in Hawaiian shirts and stupid shit. And we
That's
and
awesome.
I engaged earlier that day. So she was like, oh my God, this is beautiful. And then I'm like, yeah, and all of our friends are showing up. And everyone's in, like, Josh and Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, she was surprised by that? By the friends coming?
Yeah, I invite a lot of our friends from out of town.
Oh, got it.
Our small one-bedroom apartment had like 60 people in it, and we're sweating our
balls. Yeah, that was a hot time. I remember.
He's got open-toed shoes.
I didn't want to call him out.
Yeah.
Look at the fucking zoom in on the camera.
Hey, don't get his toes like that. Yeah.
Connor just looking twisted in a fucking
I've never
wrist.
Had a more expensive camera pointed at my feet. He was just like...
Connor just hangs on the fucking feet, dude. Like
10 minutes from now, I'm like, hey, come on. We're up here.
That's a podcast idea. Just feet only, and the audio is just overlaying the feet.
Oh,
my next idea. Yeah.
Strange. Are you serious? Probably
yeah, no. You like talk with like the creases. Yeah. That honestly would weirdly do well. All right, I've got a long distance podcast. It's two guys that are like a few miles away from each other, but just like close enough where they can see each other through like binoculars or like a telescope or something.
So it's like a super zoom.
Like, yeah. So like on top of like, I'm picturing like two different mountain ridges and then they're having a podcast. Yeah.
Very nice.
They can barely see each
other. They're looking at each other through like sniper scope.
Yeah.
This one's a little long description, but I think it's worth it. At halftime, athletes nowadays are starting pods in the middle of their seasons. Draymond Green, Paul George, Pat Bev, everyone like that. And talk about games they had earlier in the week. With halftime, they go in at halftime and air out their griefs about their teammates, coaches, refs, while the game is actually happening.
I feel like that's like 5 years away.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, a 20-minute pod just like during halftime, just fucking pissed that like...
I don't know. You don't have good sports ideas when it comes to podcasts. Yeah.
That would be very true. That would be pretty sick.
I'm out.
Oh, dear.
No, Kenny has one.
I just thought of this, actually. You guys have seen Guy Raz's How I Built This.
Yeah.
This is How I Fucked Up. They have, like, Sam Bacon Freed on and the
guy. Yeah.
Blew it in business.
That would actually...
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I think
Billy McFarland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Waleed has one more.
Oh, I have Zach.
Maybe these guys could come on about foul tip.
Yeah, it just wasn't clicking with four.
Why are you scrunching your face? It's really good.
Okay, yeah. World power, Kim Jong-un, Putin, and Biden start a podcast. Everyone talks about how
I'm laughing at my own
perfect their countries are and how there are zero things wrong.
Really good.
That's not bad, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like that.
Hell yeah.
I got the Pondcast. It takes place in rural Maine. It's like right when winter's ending, and they're like in the middle of the pond as the lake is like thawing out. And it's just kind of like a race against time to get as many episodes out as possible.
That would be fucking exhilarating. Adrenaline pumping.
It's like a seasonal podcast?
Yeah, I kind of mailed that one in. I'm sorry.
I really try to hype that one up.
Yeah.
Like you guys did for ours, probably. Like, wow.
Yeah. Our followers are going to love that.
All right.
Checking his head, producer.
Yeah. My last one's just called Cereal, but it's... The other way. It's like cereal, like the food, like the breakfast. Yeah,
our followers are gonna love that.
I took a peek at your notes app and I saw cereal. And I was like, I wonder where he's gonna take that one.
Yeah, it's just like because of the other one, cereal.
Which two of those did you write on the way over?
What?
He was I picked him up this morning. He's like, I have three. I'm going to do two in the car. And then I didn't see you on your phone once.
Yeah. Can we talk about this offline?
It was a mental.
Yeah. It was.
I have one more. It's called The Morning After.
Nice.
And what you do is you get your guests. You guys got all fucked up. And then you start recording the morning of, and you just keep saying, what happened last night?
Really good.
Yeah.
That actually would be fun.
I like that a lot.
Trying to piece things together. Yeah. That would actually be a blast.
Dude, my brain mush, like after a day of drinking, would be bad.
And then you look at the footage and it's all problematic.
Yeah, there was a guy filming you all night. It's like you have to rewatch the footage.
We had a couple of superheroes that don't exist.
Which we did too.
You don't have to if you don't want to, but. Oh. Yeah,
we'll get. That's why they pay us a big bucks. We'll rip.
No, I can do it.
Little improv never killed anybody. Yeah.
Do you get a couple or not?
I had. Yeah. You want me to go first?
Sure. We'll go the other way. So give you guys a little time to just, you know.
I'm not gonna be listening to anything you're saying.
Yeah.
You're going through your text?
Yeah, I'm going through my text.
Dude, why do you use your notepad?
I'm texting Kenny on the side. Yo, think of something fast.
The camera's on me.
One time my notes app crashed, like, in the middle of a podcast, and I was texting Skylar being like, I need you to bail me out here. We had talked about them together, and so I had, like, a very loose idea of what I had written down the night before. And I just like,
I remember I didn't have a few, or I got to like three and I didn't have any after that. And I used a notepad that was sitting next to me on your guys' pod. And it was someone's bets or something like that.
My superhero is the guilt tripper. He just makes you feel bad about doing your crimes. And then,
very nice. I had a Captain Stanley gets water for all the girls out there who are too lazy to get up and fill up their Stanley cups.
Love that. Yeah. Love that.
Thank you. I think we've all been in this situation. Everyone's like, oh, yes. Thank God.
Amen, brother. Yeah. I've got the setup. He invites you on his podcast and then does a thing that he definitely didn't tell you to do.
Okay, fucking setup, man. You want me to read the fucking DM I sent you?
I think the confusion came in the fact that we thought
you have too many DMs.
In place of superheroes we were going to do.
Don't show DMs.
I'll just show it to him.
If possible.
When he proposed superheroes that don't exist, it was like in quotes. It sounded like he was like being sarcastic. We could do like,
maybe I didn't do it.
Hang on.
We can have Palmer's. Yeah.
You know that little bit, you guys?
Where do you want to go?
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, I didn't do it. That's my apologies. I didn't DM it.
My superhero is Outsourso, and same cost. He outsources all the crime fighting. So like if there's a bank robbery, he'll order a bunch of DoorDash and task rabbits in the scene of the crime so that it's clogged up and run in.
Very nice.
I love that.
I'm going to go with Spam Man, where he just like floods the villain's inbox and like they're just so overwhelmed with like emails that they have no time to do anything.
Like, I'm so bugged out. I can't steal the moon today. Yeah. I've got like 100...
Ocean's 11 in that situation would be really funny. Yeah. George Clooney. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now I feel bad. Do you have any more?
Yeah.
I have shareholders because those are real superheroes.
Wow. Yeah.
There we go.
This is what we did on their pod. They got fucking got shot down. I had that with like TaskRabbit people.
I think you had essential workers.
Yeah. I have a very normal one.
Those are the villains.
Amen.
Betty the grandma. Think of Betty the grandma when you need to last longer in bed. She's a fake figure who will not be frowned upon when you have to imagine her while in the act. I said that one to Toss and she's like, I don't think that's too weird. Like, and I was like, nah, all the guys will love this.
No, for the record, every guy been there.
I think I would have laughed if I wasn't racking the deepest parts of my brain for a superhero that doesn't
God, you have a tough crowd because we're like,
Dude, that fell so flat. I'm sorry.
No.
I thought, you know, you gotta like last longer, so you always think about the grossest shit.
So. Yeah. So you can think about it and you
Betty
sound
the
wrong.
Grandma.
I'm not listening almost because I was trying to think of a new superhero. Yeah, so that's
fair.
Do you have one?
I do that with my popcorn
ceiling.
I got one.
Oh, nice.
I'll be like, fucking popcorn ceiling. And I'll just like try to zero in on it. But it never
so
works.
You're always on bottom.
For shouldn't get into that.
Yeah, where are like, you looking?
She does watch the podcast.
So got it. Sorry.
He's getting railed from the back.
He's getting pegged.
Kenny getting fucked doggy style. He's like, when is this gonna end?
And this is like hell, but I hate this. Yeah.
I'll get something done.
You guys have all heard of Superman?
Yeah.
Right?
I have.
Have you heard?
All right,
of,
Will, you're up.
Have you guys heard of Pooper Man? He can make anyone who's about to go on a podcast have to poop their pants, and they're unable to record.
Damn, dude, you've encountered this person before, dude. It's superheroes that don't exist.
we've had a few run-ins.
Did you want to move on?
I have no more. Leave us alone.
All right.
Stop harassing us.
Damn.
We have the Oscars this weekend.
We do have the Oscars this week.
Is that this weekend?
Yeah. It was this weekend.
It was last weekend.
Yeah, we air on Tuesdays, so it's going to be on the 10th.
We should guess what's going to happen.
Oh, so they'll know if we're right or not.
Oh, yeah. You guys want to do it?
Yeah.
We'll just go over I have a link on the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Because I came prepared, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Oscars website.
I do. It's just like a ripped link. right. We'll just do the hot one.
Can
we
you
don't have
zoom
to
in a little?
Yeah.
You can't read that?
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper, Maestro. Coleman, Domingo for Rustin. Paul Giamatti, The Holdovers. Cillian Murphy, Oppenheimer. Jeffrey Wright, American Fiction.
All right.
Which ones have we seen?
All of them except Rustin.
Okay.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Where are you finding all the time to watch these? How often are you at the theater?
Yeah, I haven't seen any of these.
I've seen
Oppenheimer, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
I watched three of them at home, and then American Fiction I saw in theaters. I feel like they're gonna give it to. I feel like Oppenheimer is gonna do. Like,
it's just
crazy
like,
soda.
Yeah.
But I thought Paul Giamatti in The Holdovers,
dude,
awesome.
I watched
that. Would be my pick.
I thought it was really good. It was like a little artsier, like vibe, you know.
Yeah.
No comedy or anything like that.
It was like
he wasn't
like
blue this time.
It was. Yeah. What'd you say?
He wasn't like painted blue for half the movie this time. Was that Catch Me? Or that was Catch
Big
That
Fat Liar.
Big Fat Liar.
Yeah.
I love how Rusty's mind.
What were you saying? Did you say Catch That Kid?
I was gonna say, yeah, there's one movie where they're like kids with go-karts that rob banks. Have you seen that? Catch
Agent
That Kid?
Cody.
No, that's a different one.
Catch That Kid, I feel like, is there's like a little baby who like gets away and then like kidnappers are trying to grab him, but it's like really bad. Like the baby's crawling, and they're like, "Oh, I can't get the baby!" Even though it's like right there.
Just the fastest baby ever.
Did you guys see what? Yeah.
Oh no, you're
it's
right.
It's fucking wild.
So wait, look up Catch That Baby.
Is it a prequel?
Did you guys see Bradley Cooper talking about how much he misses whoever Maestro is about? And he's never met him in front of the guy's kids.
Yeah.
This is their father. We're like, all right, dude. Like,
dude. That's weird vibes.
He's been doing like some weird like in his like Oscar PR tour where he's like getting like
he's gotten bad headlines lately.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
shower, right?
Yeah, and he doesn't love his daughter. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Or something. Did you see that quote?
I heard that helps to get an Oscar.
Google this. He had a quote yesterday. It was like, when my daughter was born, I didn't love her or something.
He said when she was born he didn't love her.
Yeah, I think it's something like that.
Wait for Kenny to figure what I'm saying.
Google Bradley Cooper loves daughter.
does not love daughter.
I think I saw this too. Until she was 8 months old. All right, so there's
Let me read the quote here. Bradley Cooper says he didn't really love daughter Leah until she was 8 months old. Before he became a parent, people will often tell you that you have no idea the kind of love you're about to experience, but that instant connection doesn't always happen at birth, even if you happen to be a celebrity parent.
I mean, that's weird,
get that,
right?
Though. I kind of get that. You don't know that, baby. You don't know it.
Yeah, but it's your fucking
That's like
kid.
Your child.
You
That's like the one thing
you
got
to
love.
Yeah, you hear the vibes
yet? Do you relate to this?
You're still feeling her out? Like, hard to get.
Like, sussing her out for
the doctor
away.
Hand.
That used to be my tit, dude. That was my fucking tit before you started sucking on that thing, man. Dude.
Yeah. That's crazy. Imagine being the daughter and just being like...
Finding out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, why would you say that?
Just keep that one to yourself.
That's totally keep, yeah. So I feel like he could be a sneaky winner.
Yeah. Okay. I like the visual of the doctor handing
crying.
Bradley his child.
Because he
like,
cried about the...
Dude, I would love to hear his acceptance.
Did you see Maestro?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's like a lot of...
I haven't seen
Bang. He said it took him 6 years.
Banging dudes?
It's like a lot of banging dudes. I don't know if anyone has seen that movie, but...
Wait, hot men like, or banging, like Kenny, like banging dudes?
Like, bang, like he, Bradley Cooper is like a... having a lot of sex with other guys.
Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just want to get that visual in everyone's head.
So like Kenny's like a early. Cop.
Yeah.
It's bottom, bro.
You go home. You go home, and she's like, "Why was there so much talk of you getting railed?"
All right, going down the line with just final recaps. What's everyone's votes of actor?
I'm gonna say Cillian Murphy gets it.
I'm gonna say.
Is it like you want to be right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me Cooper.
Okay.
Will, you want to do a dollar bet on all of these?
Yeah,
a prop bet.
We'll all do it.
I would say the Murphy guy.
Okay,
Oppenheimer.
Nice.
What happens in that movie again? The bomb explodes, right?
Very good.
How'd that one
very
end good. Again?
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
I'm halfway through. Japan's on fire. No spoilers.
Very good, Waleed. All right, next one.
All right, this is actor in a supporting role. We got Sterling K. Brown in American Fiction, Robert De Niro in Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert Downey Jr. in Oppenheimer, Ryan Gosling in Barbie, Mark Ruffalo in Poor Things.
Damn. I haven't watched Poor Things.
I heard
either,
but someone...
I heard a lot of nudity, wasn't it?
Yeah. But honestly, that's why I liked it.
Got it.
No, I like Ruffalo the best, actually.
Someone made a comment the other day that Mark Ruffalo multiple times has played an adult man who's in love with a girl who has the brain of a child. So I don't know if that was in reference to this, but I know in 13 Going on 30, he was obsessed with that 13.
Damn, that is
true. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Pretty strange stuff.
I think he said the same about when he was playing Hulk, too.
Yeah.
Just in love with anyone.
I haven't seen any of these.
I've seen all of them except Poor Things.
I bet Ryan Gosling wins it because they want Barbie. They want Barbie to like snap.
Except there was like some backlash at like what on one of the other awards. Like he won an award. Like the only one to win for Barbie was a dude.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, or I'm just Ken. One. Yeah. It was Golden Globes or something. Yeah,
I'm just Ken.
That Sterling Brown guy was sick in that movie, but
Sterling.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I haven't watched. I only watched Oppenheimer and Barbie, Killer of the Flower Moon. It's the long movies that like streaming nowadays is a fucking beautiful thing. But like when you get like the phone in your hand and you're just not really paying attention to like a fucking amazing movie like Oppenheimer and shit that's available for streaming now. Like, you have to see it in theaters.
I thought you're gonna hate this. I watched it on an airplane.
Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
Oh,
which
dude.
I've been taking a lot of flight. Like the whole thing.
Why is that bad?
Because like it's like supposed to be like
Nolan wants you to see it.
he wants you to see it. On, like they shot it on like a special film or whatever. And, like the sound is really important. And
half
I was like,
faces are cut.
I was
off.
Like, I had to put the subtitles on because like you know the airplane headphones like you can never really hear shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Killers of the Flower Moon. I haven't watched it just because it's
imagine
too long.
Nolan
too
was
long
sitting,
for me right
sitting
now.
Behind you.
Oh, yeah, I'd be
like,
dead.
What the fuck?
He listens. To
I
this,
like
right?
the visual that Will has enough money that he would be ahead of Christopher Nolan. Like,
Well, it was a pay trip.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Ryan Gosling.
Same.
Gos.
Yeah.
Well, you have to go different because we have a dollar.
Wait, scroll back up then. Yeah. Sorry, we have to
take
go different.
Take Nero.
Show me
me Robert Downey Jr.
Show me Sterling K. Brown.
Wow.
Sleeper
I'll
pick.
I'll ride the RTJ Sleeper bet with you.
That's not what Downey I said.
Jr.? Rusty?
Oh.
What did you say?
I said Sterling K. Brown.
Who said Robert Downey Jr.?
No one.
No.
I was I don't know.
Take your own bet. Ride yourself.
Mark Ruffalo.
Okay.
Ooh.
Controversial.
All right, we got actress in a leading role. We got Annette Bening in NEAD. Lily Gladstone.
I'm glad you're reading these.
Yeah, I know. I'm really
thinking. It's not
Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon, Sandra Huller, Anatomy of a Fall, Carey Mulligan, Maestro, Emma Stone.
I'm going to go.
Give me Lily Gladstone.
Give me Emma Stone.
Lock in Gladstone.
I heard the Killers of the Flower Moon actress was like amazing.
Yeah, and she's like Native American.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like.
I heard they're better actors.
No, but like she was like legit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like
she spoke
like the language.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's really good in it, too.
Definitely.
Yeah. Gladstone. Money line. Cool. You didn't even take one.
I did.
Oh, who did
Emma Stone.
Oh.
Actress in a supporting role, Emily Blunt, Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks, The Color Purple, America Ferrera, Barbie, Jodie Foster, Naya. I don't know what Naya is.
Diana Nyad was like a swimmer, I think.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the story, but I'm pretty sure it's like a biopic on a swimmer.
I never saw anything about that movie.
Yeah.
Jodie Foster in that one. Devin Joy Randolph.
In that one. Damn.
I wasn't going to pick. No, give me Devine Joy Randolph.
Okay. Give me Danielle.
Remember her
Brooks.
From The Holdovers?
Oh, yeah. She was good. Yeah. Sorry.
She was like the cook lady.
Yeah. I don't remember America Ferrera.
She gave like the speech in Barbie that was like an iconic.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Like at the end.
Her brother's
like,
turtle.
Yeah, got it. Got it.
I would actually like to pitch another nominee.
Whoa, a write-in?
Sydney Sweeney and Madam Web.
Amen, brother. Wait, let me... yeah, I'll go The Holdovers. Devine Joy.
Cool.
We'll wrap up with a picture of the year, please.
Oh.
Ooh.
Best picture. Here we go. American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro... Oppenheimer, Fast Lives, Poor Things, The Zone of Interest.
It has to be Oppenheimer.
It's got it.
It's going to be Oppenheimer.
I haven't seen any of those, but I just feel like...
You haven't seen any of these movies?
No, the only movie I went to see this year was the Bob Marley one.
Oh, I want to see that.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Very nice. Yeah, I think it's going to be Oppenheimer.
Actually, it was a 6 out of 10, but it was good. It was good stuff. I don't want the one person who takes my advice to go and be like, that fucking guy. It was good, though. It was like the accurate way to tell a story.
What do you think, Walid?
I have not watched any of these movies besides Barbie, but I am going to go with Killers of the Flower Moon.
Very
the
nice.
Trailer looks really cool.
That was good. It's good.
If Oppenheimer doesn't win, it's going to be Flower Moon.
All right, I'll take Flower Moon then if you got Oppie.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Where's fucking Avengers and where's all those movies, man? Come on. Right?
Got fucking screwed again, dude.
The Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. We'll wrap up with this. Jake Paul... is new fight that's coming out. By the way, I didn't know that he was fighting last couple weekends ago.
Yeah, I think they like honestly just kept that one on the DL because it was like, it's just another dude that he was like beating the brakes off so that he could.
It was the first round knockout, wasn't it?
Wait, like recently?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think he could go under the radar for a fight.
I think it was just like a record, like a he just wanted another win on his record. It wasn't like they knew that they knew he was going to beat the brakes off this guy.
Yeah.
The guy was 55 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what I watched one clip and it was just like he punches him, he goes down, and then the fight's over.
Yeah. It was
he's wearing the craziest like skirt. Like it's like it has like feathers.
Who?
Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Huh.
But
we were at his last big fight.
Oh yeah.
We flew to Dallas and we're
no rain there.
at the Nate Diaz Jake Paul fight.
Oh damn, he lost that one.
Yeah, he won. I mean, I had a lot of money on Nate Diaz. Yeah.
Damn. Did you see Jake? So Jake Paul got a Mike Tyson face tattoo too.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I think it was fake.
Okay, yeah, it has to be fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be.
But the promo for it was he came up from a tattoo like bed thing. And he came up, and then he just had, like, the whole, like, whatever the Mike Tyson eye tattoo is.
Dude, don't fight Mike. He's so old. He's tired.
You want to see the preview?
I don't know.
He's so tired.
Check out this preview of what the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight is going to be.
I think it's still going to be a fight. The problem is Mike Tyson's not going to go full speed. They're just going to, like, be jabbing at each other.
Oh. Holy
Wait.
Shit.
Is that real?
What
that
am
was,
I looking
that
at
was the
here?
Fight that we did together.
Yeah.
When you guys fought?
Yeah. He lost.
That's so sick, bro. No, I just wanted to link that.
What is the context of that?
We did a collab with him when I was working at this clothing brand. And it was, like, right when he, like, started making his comeback. And we, like, dropped a bunch of pieces. He came in to, like, shoot a bunch of videos and photos and all that stuff. So that's where that photo's from. But when he came in, he was like literally like the day before, he's like, I just did so much DMT and like I'm still feeling it right now.
Dude.
And then like we're shooting for a couple of hours and he's like he started getting antsy towards the end. And we're like, all right, let's wrap it up. Okay, guys. Let's go ahead. He's like, I don't want to be here anymore.
It's like a bowl in a china shop.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that video of him and Hasbulla? He doesn't know that Hasbulla's a grown man. He thinks it's a baby. So he's like blowing raspberries on his neck and like tickling him. And like Hasbulla just like starts punching him because he is like, I'm a grown man. Stop blowing raspberries on my tummy.
That video is hella
cool. That's how we say goodbye to our guests on our podcast.
Yeah, I can't wait.
But make sure you guys stay tuned after this one for Will and Rusty doing a best friend test with us on a YouTube video. Right. If you guys have time for that.
Yeah, we got nothing but time. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank God.
We have fake jobs.
I did write that one in the DM. Right?
So Will and I were at lunch yesterday and like, I think we both dress like guys that you can immediately tell like we don't have important jobs. And in this, Will and I were goofing around and the lady next to us goes like, she started a conversation and goes, how do you guys have like time to be like goofing off right now?
It's like, why aren't you at work right now?
Dude, when I was working a job and I was like, oh, I gotta go drive to this thing to grab this thing, and then I would see guys like you like, ah! fuck.
Will and I yesterday we were like, there was a shoot happening at the office, so like no one was there, and it kind of felt like when you had a half day in school. Yeah. And Will was like, "Should we have a barbecue and like have some beers?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then we went and got lunch, and then after we had the burrito, we started to like slow down a little bit. And Will goes like, "I'm starting to feel a little bit bad about the beers. I don't think we should do that." And I was like, "Yeah, that doesn't make sense."
We just went in the
office. Yeah, just went in for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys very much for coming. Please like, comment, subscribe to this episode, to the Zach and Waleed Show YouTube channel. Again, make sure you look out for the Will and Rusty best friend test with the Zach and Waleed Show. And please watch their pod, the Will and Rusty Playdate 60 for 60. When is your...
Nobody knows, baby.
Oh, hell yeah. But it's coming.
Months
exciting
from now.
Thank you guys for watching. Peace and blessings.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys.